If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. We've all grown up watching TV shows and movies glorifying witchcraft. I grew up watching reruns of Bewitched and the Disney movie Return to Witch Mountain. Other shows and movies glorifying witchcraft include Legacies, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Mayfair Witches, A Discovery of Witches, Always a Witch, The Good Witch, Charmed, Hocus Pocus, Practical Magic, Supernatural. I still like that one. To be fair, they kill witches, demons and monsters. Witchcraft isn't glorified, although the last few seasons were bad, as in blasphemous. There's also The Craft, and of course, Harry Potter. My two oldest children are in the Harry Potter generation and reverence it to this day. When they were growing up, I saw no problem with it, mainly because I had been desensitized to magic and quite frankly a little enamored with it myself, and the Catholic school they went to sold the books, workbooks, and comics at all the book fairs. Of course, I've changed my mind about Harry Potter and since warned them of the spiritual dangers, but that's just crazy old dad who's not as cool as he used to be. And we shouldn't be surprised that Hollywood promotes magic. Apparently, wands are made out of the wood from the holly tree, or Hollywood. All these shows and movies are so popular because magic is alluring, and I should know. When I was a kid, my sister got a Ouija board from a friend for her birthday. You know, the game from Parker Brothers. We played with it, and yes, it works. I remember when we moved, we couldn't find it, but somehow years later, when I wanted to use it, it was on a shelf in a closet. Whenever I felt guilty and wanted to get rid of it, I couldn't find it. My sister said she pretty much didn't want it, but when I wanted to use it, it was always in that same spot on the shelf in the closet. Once I was at a friend's house with my ex-wife. Don't worry, we got an annulment and she is now deceased, rest in peace. But turns out this friend of ours was a witch, and she gave us a tarot card reading. She predicted with astounding accuracy the events of our divorce, which would happen a year later, not just giving generalities, but details. Once the divorce happened, I was convinced that tarot cards could indeed predict the future. I bought a set and learned how to use them, and I consulted several more psychics. I was so distraught over the divorce, I wanted to know what was in store for me in the future. Would I get through this? Would I get married again? Would I have more children? The answer to all these questions is yes, but I didn't trust God. Keep in mind, I was a practicing Catholic at this time, so I had one foot in the church and one foot in the occult. Guys, I've made about every mistake there is. I've had to learn everything the hard way, which is probably why I'm so adamant about the truth. But eventually, I couldn't ignore the fact that every tarot card reading, every Ouija board session, and every psychic I consulted gave a different future than the last one. This caused me much confusion, and I finally decided to just trust God and swore off those things. I stopped consulting mediums and psychics and threw out my tarot cards. But when I looked for the Ouija board to throw it out, it wasn't in the closet on the shelf or anywhere else in the house. So I sat down and said out loud, "I sure wish I could play with that Ouija board." Then I went to the closet and there it was in plain sight. So I threw holy water on it and threw it out. It's a good thing I got Jesus, because without him, I definitely would have gotten caught up in the occult and become a wizard or a warlock or whatever a male witch is called. So I'm not throwing stones at anyone. But since then, I've read many books written by and listened to many talks given by Catholic exorcists, and they all say witchcraft is one of the main reasons people end up with diabolical problems, including possession. Practicing witchcraft is a good way to get possessed. Now, practitioners of witchcraft often make a distinction between good witches and bad witches, white magic and black magic. But I've never heard anyone say, "I'm a bad witch," or "I practice black magic." Everyone says they're a white witch who practices white magic. I'm a good witch. But the reality is there is no such thing as white magic, good magic, or a good witch. I'm not saying these people are consciously lying. I'm sure all of them truly believe their witchcraft is good. But the Bible makes no distinction between white magic and black magic, good witches and bad witches. All witchcraft comes from the devil. All of it. Adam Bly is an official religious demonologist with the Catholic Church. He assists and trains Catholic exorcists and has for around 20 years. I remember listening to a call-in radio show with Adam where a woman called in who had been possessed through practicing witchcraft but had since been delivered through the rite of exorcism. She was confused because she never had a problem with demons using, quote, white magic. It was only when she used, quote, black magic that she got possessed. But now anytime she casts a, quote, white magic spell, she gets attacked. Adam tried to explain to her that she cannot use any magic, that all magic is from the devil, and in the past the demons probably left her alone when she did, quote, white magic to suck her in, or they didn't have permission from God to attack her until she knowingly involved demons. But now that she's been delivered, all bets are off, and they will attack her anytime she does any magic. Because you see, God is in control. He determines when and under what conditions the demons can attack, and he allows this so we'll learn not to do these things. Because if you are practicing witchcraft at all, and you die without repenting, you will most likely go to hell where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. And it doesn't matter if you don't believe in hell or the devil. They believe in you, and they can't wait to see you. Of course, we cannot judge a person's soul, only God can do that. Knowledge that you are sinning and how much of a free will choice your participation is play a role in your culpability. But we cannot excuse these things across the board just because there are exceptions. The Bible is clear. If you do these things, you will go to hell. Galatians 5:19-21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanliness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, immolations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I foretell you, and as I foretold you, that those who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. Revelation 21:18. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the polluted, as for murderers, fornicators, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their lot shall be the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Witchcraft is harmful to society. In the Old Testament, the penalty for practicing witchcraft was death. Exodus 22:18. Wizards, thou shalt not suffer to live. Other translations say, you shall not allow a witch to live. Deuteronomy 18:10-12 says, there shall not be found among you any who burns his son or daughter as an offering, anyone who practices divination, a soothsayer, an augur, or a sorcerer, or a charmer, or a medium, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For everyone who does these things is an abomination to the Lord. Executing witches might seem a little harsh, but the reality is they are casting spells that affect society. How many times have witches announced that they were casting spells and hexes on Donald Trump for malicious purposes? Is that okay? How else are you going to stop it? Of course, in today's society, imposing the death penalty for witchcraft wouldn't go over, nor am I advocating for it. I am advocating witchcraft be illegal and some penalties be imposed. Besides, the Catholic Church never really executed witches. That was a Protestant thing. While during the Middle Ages, the death penalty was imposed in individual cases of witchcraft where the spell was particularly nefarious, resulting in the death of another or involving cannibalism, these instances were few. The Inquisition was instructed not to pay attention to accusations of witchcraft unless it was attached to a heresy. Yes, the Catholic Church was far more concerned about heretics than witches. In most cases of witchcraft, the individual was ostracized publicly, excommunication and heavy penances were imposed, or their social status could be reduced to that of a serf. In a Catholic society, this would be a heavy burden to bear. It would be the equivalent of a felony going on your permanent record, preventing you from exercising your rights, forcing you to do years of community service, and official limits on where you can live, work, and who you can associate with, basically making it so it's not worth it. So there are ways to deal with witches without executing them. So what about the Lord of the Rings? Why didn't I mention the Lord of the Rings in my opening monologue? The Lord of the Rings makes use of magic and even has a wizard as one of its main characters. The Lord of the Rings is considered good by most Christians, while shows like Harry Potter are considered bad. Yes, J.R.R. Tolkien was a Catholic, but J.K. Rowling is also a Christian. What's the difference? Well, The Lord of the Rings uses magic as a literary device for a story set in a world that is clearly not real and has no connection to the real world. Those other shows are all set in the real world and are designed to get you interested in magic. You too can do this. Even Harry Potter is connected to the real world. The Lord of the Rings is clearly inspired by the Gospels. There are a lot of parallels and typology used in the story, connecting it to the New Testament, while Harry Potter is secular at best and shows that the ends justify the means. For example, it's okay to lie in this situation, etc. Also, actual witches have said that the books use real spells. But the real difference between The Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter is this. The Lord of the Rings was inspired by Catholicism, and Harry Potter was inspired by the devil. We know this because exorcists have said they have cases of extraordinary diabolic oppression and possession where the door opener was Harry Potter. And exorcists have further said that they have ran into the very demons who inspired Harry Potter during session. Until my next video, God bless. Thank you.